tonight, for a few minutes before we break up into our groups, we're going to be talking about shame again. And I was hoping that Laurie was going to be here because God really gave her some powerful revelation. And we taught this a little bit on Friday night for those who came to the teaching part. And Friday nights, we just do whatever God wants. You never know. But he does talk about shame. But as we've been seeing people set free from what the enemy's done inside of you, because in your life, you were created. Whether you ever accept Christ or not has nothing to do with God's perfect plan. He's still God. God will always see you through the hope that you'll become who he wants you to be, because he has perfect faith. That's why nothing is judged until judgment day. But God sees you made in his image, made in his likeness. He sees you with all the gifts and talents and things that he put there for his glory. Now God knows that you have an unbelievable amount of value, and Satan knows that you have an unbelievable amount of value, because you're made in the likeness of God. And that's not a small thing. But if you realize that before the devil ever got in the picture, our Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit wanted to do something so awesome and fantastic to have somewhere to pour out love, because they were complete without us. And they decided, look, let's make man in our image. Male and female will make them, it says in the Word. And we're going to give them free choice. And he started with Adam and Eve. He said, you know, don't eat of, you can do anything you want. I made all this for you. You know, we got all these animals. Hang out with them. Do what you want. They won't hurt you. You have all authority over them. You know, you've got everything you'd ever need to eat and be healthy. Perfect atmosphere. I've made all this for you. This is for you, kids. This is all for you. But I've got to give you free will. So I tell you what. I'm going to put this tree right here in the garden. I'm giving you all of this, everything I created. I made it just for you. I don't need it. But so that you know that you always have a choice to obey me, to let me be God in your life, to choose the things I have for you. I'm going to put this tree right here in the garden. This is on the Bible. And this tree is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat of this tree, if you make that choice, you will spiritually die. You'll get to know good and you'll get to know evil, but you'll no longer live spiritually with me. And then the enemy came along, Satan, who was under their feet. And most of you know the story, and basically said, look, hey, you're smarter than God. Come on. He doesn't want you to eat of that tree, because when you do, there won't be anything that he knows that you don't know. Yep, he knows when you eat of that tree, you'll be exactly like him. Basically, you'll be God. And both Adam and both Eve wanted that. And you want that when you choose to still do what the enemy wants. Once they ate of that tree, it's the first time in the Bible that you see blame and shame. It's the first time you see they knew they were naked. They blamed each other. They blamed the devil. And now they were separated from God spiritually. God's Spirit no longer lived in them. They could no longer just communicate with God and fellowship with God. Now there had to be all these covenants, all these rules, all these things to follow until God came up with a plan to redeem them, which was already thought of in Jesus Christ. But in the right time, and in the meantime, he almost wiped out the whole planet except for Noah and his group, because it had gotten so filthy, disgusting, choosing to do anything they want. Knowing good and evil, folks, but choosing evil. And so God kept a remnant. But then Jesus, the Father, you know, the Father said, hey, I can never live inside of these guys again. I'm bringing them back to that real place in me, that place where there's perfect peace, love, joy, goodness, kindness, long-suffering, patience, where there is everything taken care of by God. We can't do that anymore because there's sin in them. So here we have God with a dilemma. I love these people even though they're pretty much choosing evil. And there's no way for them to live holy. Don't feel bad if you haven't lived holy without God. If you've gotten by, it's only because you chose to eat of the tree of good instead of evil. And you've tried to make yourself somebody important and somebody people could like and somebody people could care about and somebody who does all the right things. But all the right things still take you to hell. Every religion outside of Christianity is about doing the right things. See, Satan doesn't really care a whole lot if you choose to eat of the tree of good and just make yourself something. Follow this rule, follow that rule, give out a certain amount of Bibles, speak a certain way, give out enough tracts, do this, do that, do this, do that. Work really hard and God will love you. That's a lie. God already loves you. But the tree of evil just says, I'll never measure up. It'll never matter. I'll never do things right. So I'll just do whatever I want. What's it going to hurt? And then you do drugs, have sex, smoke, drink. If you really eat of that tree long enough, hurt people, murder. As low as it can go. If you ate of the tree of evil, then you ought to get a little bit out of this revelation. The people who are so superior, who chose the tree of good, hell's just as hot for them too. They're going to be more surprised. Because people eat of evil go, I know I'm going to hell, but man, I'm going to party there. Oh yeah. Think for 1 minute how awesome the earth is. For real. Think about the creation of the earth and a God who come up with that. Realize that heaven is greater and hell is worse. And then tell me how much partying you're going to do. It's going to be horrible. So horrible. If you get saved just not to go to hell, it's worth it. But how much greater to get saved because you find a God who's awesome and you live a great life. Mm. See, once they chose the tree, then they realized they were naked. Then they chose that that was evil. Then they thought, well, this will be good. Then I'll blame this person. And all of a sudden, we're in this cycle of shame and blame and shame and blame and shame and blame. And so what the Lord had to come and do, he had to make a way to not change what the Father had ordained. So he said to his son, Son, I love those guys, but I can't even communicate with them. They cannot come to heaven. They cannot get back to me. I need someone to go and prove that it can be done. I need someone to go and prove, born a man, that they did not have to choose of that tree. Someone who will let me be God, lead every step they take, and keep them from sin. But son, if you do that for them, actually Jesus did it for God. God did it for us. Jesus fell in love with us, and then in the long term we become his bride, and that gets into heavy duty stuff. But anyway. But you got to realize the cross. If he had messed up, if Satan had tricked him into lying one time, he'd have gone to hell, and so would have all of us. If Satan had tricked Jesus one time into being angry, that wasn't a righteous anger, we'd all go to hell, and so would he. Just think about it. God saying, I'm willing to risk going to hell for these people. For eternally. He had to go to hell to pay for our sin, but that was just for a few hours. But to have to go to hell forever, I don't think we were worth it. Most of us wouldn't send our kid to go die for somebody we don't even know or risk it. See, we don't even understand this kind of love. This is an awesome love. It's an awesome love. And that's why on Judgment Day, those who don't choose to surrender to this kind of love, there will be no mercy left. It's not that God's horrible. He's awesome. I sent them my son. I sent a people who finally got to know me, got empowered by me, a supernatural people to help them and set them free, my spirit working in them. And all they had to do was choose to believe me instead of the enemy. That's free will.